93.1 FM, 792 medium wave and online. BBC Radio 4.
It's 7 o'clock. Good morning. This is The Breakfast Show on Wednesday, the 23rd of August with Elaine McGee
and Theresa Craig. The headlines this morning. Roads are closed and people trapped in their cars during a night of heavy flooding.
The water was so deep, it was really, really scary. I really didn't know what to do and I couldn't get out because, you know, the water was quite deep.
Unbelievable. Mm. Awful night. Hope you're okay if you're affected. Do let us know how you're getting on. If you need some assistance, need some advice this morning, 81771. Just start your message with the word FOIL, 71378678 for your calls. We'll keep you updated as possible and you can keep us updated about what it's like in your area. Do get in touch. The PS and I have put up a list of the roads that are affected this morning. This one on their Facebook page just about an hour ago. So at the minute, the Victoria Road adjacent to the Everglades Hotel is impassable. The police say the Clooney Road from the Maydown roundabout to Grey Steel, the Foreglen Road at the bridge at Drumahoe, Church Bray adjacent to Ivy Mead, the Coolafinny Road and the Donnybrew Road, Main Street Eglinton from the Donnybrew Road along the Killian Road to Grey Steel, the Carn Money Road is impassable at the junction with the Ardlock Road, Foyle Road from the Old Centre close to the border is impassable, as is the Buncrana Road from the Skeg roundabout to the border, and the Drumahoe Road at the 3 Mile House. The bridge there has partially collapsed. Our reporter Anna McGuire's in Drumahoe. We're going to hear from her very shortly. I mean, it has been just a night of chaos after that heavy rain. We're hearing about firefighters dealing with dozens of flood-related incidents. People have been taking refuge in council buildings, including the Foyle Arena, Eglinton Community Centre. We've been told at midnight last night there was around 100 people in the community centre in Eglinton. The Red Cross were there giving out blankets. We'll be hearing from there too very shortly. Some people as well had to take refuge at the Everglades Hotel, including our own reporter Eve Blair. She was there last night and she's been speaking to Paul Duddy, who said he had no choice but to take refuge at the hotel.
I was on my way to A&E at about 7 o'clock. And the rain was getting heavier. And as I was going over the old Strabane Road up towards Godnesgale, the water was coming down off the fields. And it was getting very deep in some places and to the point where it covered the bonnet of my car. I managed to get through that. The car did stall, but I managed to get through that. And then further up the road, I noticed a girl that was... Her car was stopped in the middle of a huge flood, and I stopped the car in the middle of that and asked her, was she okay? And she said she was. There was somebody on the way to help her. Then I continued to A&E, and then on the way back, just down in the main road coming out of Derry, I thought I'd stick to the main roads. And when I arrived at Prehen, I realised then that there was just no going anywhere.
It was a frightening experience in places because drivers were almost unsure what to do.
Absolutely. It's just horrific. In all my years travelling around the Northwest, I have never seen anything like this in all my life. It was terrifying, particularly whenever I seen the water coming up over the bonnet of the car. I don't know how the car didn't stall completely. So I was actually terrified. And I'm usually good in situations like that, but it was awful.
Let's talk to our reporter, Lauren Miller, now. She's on the main road this morning between Limavady and Grey Steel. Lauren, what's it like there at the moment?
Good morning, Elaine. I'm just at the side of the road here between Grey Steel and Eglinton. It's quite busy here at the moment with traffic, which I'm sure you can hear in the background, as many people are trying to get to work, but the conditions here are making that journey extremely difficult. Just right in front of me, the road here is completely covered with water. Now, I should point out, it is open and passable with care, but a lot of cars are turning around here and trying to find a different way. Traffic is backed up here in both directions, as only one car really can pass at a time through the water, as people are using the side of the road to get through. It's only really when you approach the flooding that you realise how deep the water is, and I would urge drivers here to slow down. there are a number of cars at the side of the road here, which drivers obviously just had to abandon last night. So, as I said, drivers should approach the road here with caution where I am, which is just between, just as you come out of Greysteel towards Eglinton. But it is open and passable with Caroline.
Just looking, one of the areas particularly affected seems to be Drumahoe. Pictures on social media are showing floods, pictures of the bus stop, the collapsed bridge at the 3 mile house, the park and ride and the playing fields all underwater by the looks of it. And we have a reporter there, Anna Maguire. Anna, what's the picture there at the moment?
Well, Teresa, I'm standing beside the River Fohon here, and that runs through the village of Drumahoe. And the damage of last night's flash flooding is everywhere to be seen here. Tarmac on the footpath and along the road has been lifted. If I look over to the bus stop, it's the tarmac underneath it is completely lifted by the force of the water which ran through the village last night. And a long line of trees all along the road here have been uprooted and snapped at their trunks. So it's just debris everywhere here, which has also made its way onto the road. Inside, in the river itself, there are two cars submerged. They had been parked, I'm told, at a park and ride here and left there last night. When the water came here and the flash flooding happened, the River Fohon burst its banks. The water came rushing down from fields which surround the village here and swept the cars about 200 metres from the car park down a bank and into the river. I did just speak to a man there who is looking for his car, and he has been looking for it for the last number about a half an hour, and he says he does believe that that has been swept away by last night's flooding.
This listener says, I was at my daughter's house in Ivymead most of the night. It was absolutely heartbreaking to see the entire ground floor of her and many other homes completely underwater. There was nothing which could be done to stop it. But despite everything, this is really nice, that was happening, people were reaching out to each other, offering help and support where they could, particularly for older people and those living alone, which is so true at times like this. It does bring out the best in people. 81771, just start your message with the word foil.
I left work at 10 o'clock last night. I knew there was heavy rain, but I didn't realise just how bad the northwest had been affected until I reached New Buildings and was diverted. And I was told, there was a police that diverted, and I said it was for Eglinton, and I was told not a mission, but every road was a no-go. But I did attempt and I did try, but every road I went, it was flooded or there was landslides. I have to say, there was a lot of other people who passed me going the other way. And it was stopping and, well, what's that road like? What's that road like? A lot of people passing information like that. Eventually, I did phone the non-emergency line and asked, what do you do when you're stranded? And they said that the Foyle Arena was there arrest centre. So I went there and there was a lot of people there from trying to make their way to Maherfelt, Belfast, Coleraine, Omagh, young families maybe who were put out of their houses. And I'd say big thanks to Paul and Karen, I think it was, you, the staff in the Foyle Arena, who worked exhaustively without a break, providing teas and coffees and beverages for everybody there.
Jerry, we're just saying that it's in terrible circumstances bring out the best in people who are coming to help, and that's what it sounds like. You just mentioned that so many others were stranded. How were people feeling last night in the Foyle Arena? People that in other circumstances you possibly would never have met.
I think everybody was just in shock. And the one thing that everyone was saying was, never had they seen anything like this before. That's the one thing that everyone just couldn't get over. Like, never have you seen water at this scale, you know.
Basically, after all the rainfall last night, I was actually watching, you know, it happen kind of on Facebook, if you like, and seeing people's updates, and, you know, couldn't believe how areas had been affected. And then all of a sudden, my husband had said, "Don, look out our front." We live near a big green area in the Ivymead area, and said, "Looked out the front," and you could just see the water was just creeping up the green area. And at that stage, we knew, right, you know, this isn't really looking too good for us. So we started to try and get sandbags.
the community spirit in our wee area was just amazing. Everybody was trying to help each other and, you know, get down as many sandbags, which we were going to get ourselves. We were going to local areas and filling bags of sand and coming back and putting them in pillowcases or whatever we could get, just to, you know, to get them to get try and protect the house. But unfortunately, what our efforts weren't enough. The water just started gushing in. I would say shortly after 11, that was, the water just started gushing into the house.
And how bad is the damage, Dawn?
The whole ground floor was flooded to up to at least the first stair level in the house. So it would be your living room, kitchen, hall area, downstairs toilet. It is all pretty much flooded and water damaged. Now, we were able to, towards the end of the evening, about 3:30 this morning, we were able to try and start getting some of the water out again. But I actually had to get a tractor ride with my two young sons out of the area about 3:30 this morning. So thank you. It was the Killen Brothers. They were amazing. They come in. Their mother lives locally, and they come in and they took anybody with young children or anybody who needed help out of the area. So it was, as parts of I even made, I have to note that we weren't the worst off. There was people just round our corner. The water was right up to their windowsills, and there was nothing that we could do about it. It just happened so fast.
Some traffic updates for you now. We just have a text to say the police have closed the dual carriageway at the Maydown roundabout towards Campsie. Traffic is turning there. If you're heading to Belfast this morning, we're getting calls to say that pretty much from Altnagelvin to Drumahoe. Now, the road's open, but it's moving very, very slowly. And again, people are turning back. So, there's a lot going on the roads this morning. We'll keep you updated as we possibly can. If you want to get in touch, 81771, just start your message with the word Foyle, but only when it's safe to do so. As we've been saying, there is just chaos on the roads and in many parts of the northwest this morning because of last night's flooding. Let's speak to Owen McGivern, who's head of operations from the Department of Infrastructure. Good morning to you, Mr. McGivern, and thanks for giving us your time this morning.
How are you doing?
At what stage last night did yourself and the officials realise that this was a pretty chronic situation?
From yesterday morning, we got the alerts from Met Office yesterday morning regarding potential for heavy rain. On the back of that alert, we notified all our squads, and we did a grill run and checked key infrastructure across the whole of the province. And then we also put squads on call during the night, and we responded along with many other agencies. It was a full multi-agency response last night involving all the fire and rescue services, all the NA water, roads, rivers, and local government and the local community, undertaking as many measures as we can to try and minimise the impacts of the flooding as best as we could. But you have to put the rainfall in some sort of context. I think a Met Office rainfall gauge, I think in Loch Fay, is measuring something like 61 mil of rain fell in a 9 to 12 hour period. That's approximately 63% of the average rainfall for August. And I would expect that while that's a gauge rainfall, there'd be many areas where actually it could be well in excess of that. So you're talking about huge and significant volumes of rain fell over a very, very short time frame, which completely overwhelmed the drainage systems and the road systems in the areas. And the whole multi agencies responded to try and provide as much assistance during this time as we could.
Are you satisfied with how your department responded, Mr. McGivern? Because we're hearing from people out there this morning who feel it wasn't adequate. The SDLP MLA in West Rhone, for example, Daniel McCrossan, he has described in his words the flood line, which is put out to everybody to call, was in his words a disaster.
We will obviously investigate any issues such as flood line, and we will do a review of our response. But we put all our resources, all the resources of all the agencies were fully deployed. And indeed, as resources became freed up from, there was flooding the whole way from Enniskillen through to the northwest, and as resources were freed up from other areas, they were redeployed from those areas up to the northwest and to other areas.
Would you agree that perhaps we
fully deployed as much resource as we had available? This was just the sheer scale of this event completely overwhelmed the drainage systems, and it would in many ways overwhelmed the resources that were available.
Yeah, that's exactly the point I was going to make. Do you feel that your workers were overwhelmed and this was perhaps too much to handle?
just the sheer volume of rainfall. It would have been, no matter what number of workers, you know, if the volume of rainfall falling in the drainage systems, falling in the rivers, you know, no drainage system, no pipe is ever going to cope with that.
I'm just on the main street here in Eglinton, which is one of the worst affected areas. Many people who live here in the area, they had to leave their homes last night and seek shelter with either family or friends or at the community centre. There were over 100 people at the community centre last night. Now, the main road here in Eglinton is open, but as you can imagine, there is a lot of traffic here this morning. Now, earlier this morning, I spoke to you and I made the journey from Limavady to Greysteel. Part of the road outside Greysteel is completely covered with water. It's open and passable with care, but a lot of cars were just turning around and trying to find a different way. Traffic was backed up in both directions. Now, just before I came on air, I spoke to a number of residents whose homes were completely flooded last night. One lady told me that the water was as high as her sofa. She then left the house, came to the community centre, and her clothes are still wet here this morning. Now, I'm joined by Rosemary Wright, who is the owner of Ashburn Image here in Eglinton. Rosemary, we're standing in the car park. It's completely covered in muck, and the inside of your premises are really unrecognisable.
Yeah, they are. I'm devastated this morning. Just everything is basically destroyed inside the salon. To get into the salon last night, I had to be brought in by a tractor, and I jumped out of the tractor and into the water and got into the salon, and just devastation.
And what exactly is the damage? Have you been able to assess that yet?
Not really. The community spirit here has been brilliant. A whole family has arrived here this morning and they're helping me to like gut the place. I have a skip coming to take stuff out of the salon just to maybe try and get business up and running again quite soon. But I have lost like one machine, you know, which is, you know, could be up to the value of maybe £80,000. So devastated about that. But when I did get into the salon, I did save a couple. So, you know, there is maybe light at the end of the tunnel.
Now, this estate was very badly affected by last night's flooding, and you can see that all around. There are sandbags at the entrance to the estate. There's actually a small rowing boat with a life ring inside, which has been abandoned on a footpath. And as I said, this estate is very close to Drumahoe, and a tributary of the River Fahun runs through the estate itself. So I've been speaking to one resident who didn't want to go on air, but he was out all last night with his neighbours trying to help those residents who were affected. He said that this river, which runs through the estate, nearly burst its banks last night. The flood water, which came rushing down again from fields which are above this estate down into it, caused fields around us to be submerged in about 2 feet of water. About 100 residents, he told me, were out of their homes because they were flooded. One woman he spoke to said the water in her house was up to her stomach. And 4 fire engines were in here last night helping out with the worst of last night's flooding. One from as far away as Port Stewart. They were backed up by a rescue response team, which were giving out bottles of water, around 10 to 15 crew there, and then neighbours out helping with that. Now, a lot of residents are out of their homes today. Just they have their doors open. They have sandbags lined up against the door, which they were using last night, trying to dry out their homes and just looking at the worst of what happened last night. So people very much just coming to terms with what they have here and how bad the damage is, and just speaking about how this happened so suddenly after hours of rain, and there was really no way to stop the worst of it.
Definitely. Thank you very much, that Anna Maguire in Tully Alley. And it's unbelievable what Anna was saying there. A small rowing boat left from everything that unfolded last night. Just before we go this morning, I just want to let you know about some of the roads that are still closed. So in Derry, what's closed at the minute is the A2 Clooney Road, the A5 Victoria Road, the Lower Deck and the Craigavon Bridge, the Greg Road and the Drumahoe Road. In County Tyrone, the Drumain Road, the Donaghy Road, the Cookstown Road, Camlock Road, the White Bridge Road, the Plumbridge The Plumbridge Bridge is still closed. Sorry, tricky getting that one out. And the Crockett Boy Road also closed. We'll keep you updated as much as we can today on our bulletins. We'll have plenty more in our News at One programme. We'll be talking lots more about this on the breakfast programme again tomorrow. Thank you so much to everybody who got in touch this morning. Our thoughts are really with everybody who's been affected by this.
And no doubt there'll be more stories coming out throughout
the day.
Absolutely.
But you know what? One thing we did hear today is the help
the
that
community
everybody
spirit.
Got. Absolutely, which is always great to hear. But thanks so much for listening. We will talk to you tomorrow from myself, Teresa, Eric, all the team. We'll see you tomorrow morning.